My name's Danielle. I'm from Red Circle. And listen here, sweet thing. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Ow!
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
I could get it. everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR
101.9
FM.
Fun men.
Fun men?
Yeah, that's what FM stands for.
I didn't know that.
Because women didn't used to be allowed on the radio.
But now we should change it to FW, honestly. Or FP, F people.
What about females and males?
Yeah.
And then
add a couple
B A O T R are both allowed on the radio.
I think that that would work.
There's no other way to do it.
Yeah. So you're of course listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM,
the most fun station in Vancouver.
Yeah, we usually say that together.
The most fun station on Vancouver Island.
What was? I think we messed that up.
Yeah, we're throwing back to the UVic days. They don't know about that. Anyway, let's go.
We don't need to do that. The show starts. Okay, sorry. Jack.
Yep.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've had a long week. Oh, do you want me to show you my bank account?
Yeah, bank account.
All right,
do you have a doctor's note? Just kind of saying good health can be in the war sort of thing.
No.
You don't have one of those?
No, because it's weird if you do that at a doctor's place.
If you ask, hey, can I go to war?
If you go to a dinner party and you're like, oh, you're a doctor, can you just tell me I'm in good health? Here, I'll show you my bank account.
I wouldn't do that if I was you.
Phone's open. Here, let me show you.
Whoa, he's got $25.
Here, 1 second. Let me just show you.
$25 in your savings? That's insane. How long did it take you to get that?
It took me a long time to get that. Here, I'll show you my other account.
Whoa.
That's a lot, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in overdraft.
Yeah, that's a lot of overdraft.
Because they gave me, I got so much money that the bank can't handle it. And they were like, you're over. We need to draft a new kind of account for you.
And then that's why you're talking to the doctor for trying to get I need to get drafted up here. I'm overdrafted.
I'm overdrafted. My health is too good.
I need to get some.
I need a new kind of insurance that covers less.
Yeah.
I'll never need it. I want to pay for less of this stuff.
I mean, that is kind of how healthcare works.
Dental?
Don't need it.
No way.
Glasses? Mm.
My eyes are fine.
Yeah.
They both kind of work.
They both move. I'm seeing them move as we talk.
Watch me.
He just kind of rolled his eyes at me in kind of a flippant way.
I'll blink too. I'm blinking. Blink, blink.
Wow. That might be something. They shouldn't be that loud.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. If this is your first time listening to Radio Pizza Party, this is the kind of thing we're doing.
The kind of shtick.
So we hang out. I say that and that makes it sound so horrible.
We hang out.
We talk about topics, which we usually pick. We have guests, which we will have.
The ratio of guest having shows to not guest having shows is slowly tipping.
It's slowly tipping in different, similar ways.
Usually,
do we have a call right
we
now?
We have a call.
I think this is the aforementioned
calls,
guest.
We may have a guest.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
It's your number one super fan, Natalie Morris.
Oh,
Natalie Morris!
Natalie Morris, number one super fan.
That is me. I'm sorry I sound different. But
yeah, not Toronto. That'd be okay, but you're in London.
I'm in London.
How's jolly old London town?
Oh, Mary Poppins.
Do you hang out at Charing Cross Station?
It gave you a cold.
It gave me a cold. Yeah.
It is a cold.
And
it's
I miss
rude.
You guys so much that my immune system just left. So
Natalie, you have, for long-time listeners of
for
the show.
First time, long times.
You know Natalie as the super fan coming in. She comes in with crazy data sometimes about us. Sometimes she'll just come and just hang out. I say hang out too much on this show.
You do.
Yeah.
You let it all hang out way too much. You're like a brick house.
Well, yeah, the show's just here, so we can all hang out.
Yeah, that's the only... This is the only excuse I ever... This is the only time I ever see Jack.
Yeah. This week, that's actually true.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
So
it is.
Natalie, how's it going? As a fan out in London, Ontario, as of RPP, what's that lifestyle like? Are you in the cons?
Really hard. I'm not going to lie, you guys. My podcast app that I use to listen to you guys, which I do... forever and always.
Damn right.
It hasn't updated since the show with Angela. And I'm not sure if that was just your last show. or you haven't been updating?
Updating
I'm
has been
you out online.
Updating has been slacking.
When was our show with Angela?
Beginning of
September. September. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. We've been kind of intermittent. Things have been crazy, but we're
things
back.
Things have been wild and crazy. We've been a couple of wild and crazy kids.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd. I met Dan Aykroyd, and he wouldn't stop doing that character. And I was like, yeah. Dan, that was like in the 70s. You can.
I'm done with this.
Yeah, I'm done.
Move on. I wasn't even alive then.
I know.
You're no longer the man Aykroyd.
Yeah. But Natalie, how is it out there? How are you doing?
It is very cold here. I would say the coldest that Vancouver gets is now in London, and it's going to get colder.
Oh, boy. So it's
What temp we talking?
Yeah.
Do you want me to look it up right now?
I do, actually.
I don't want you to look it up, Natalie. I want you to stick your hand out a window, lick the finger, and give me an idea.
Does your finger freeze solid?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not going to do that because I already have a cold.
Oh,
but
get Emma to do it.
Emma's actually at drinks right now. She does say hello.
She's at drinks?
Who's drinks? Yeah.
And she's getting drinks with some friends.
Are you saying it's like Dwayne Rinks?
O'clock.
Yeah, D Rinks.
It's 5 degrees right
it's
now.
It's 5 degrees?
And it's and it's 4 there? What time is
it? 9 o'clock. We're in the future.
Oh, right. I forgot. You're in the future.
Right. So can you all right. I've got a lot of bets on the headlines of CNN tonight. What does it say for you right now? And I'll check here just so I know what to really say what it's going to say.
Okay. It says, London as cold as coldest Vancouver.
Whoa. All right.
Semicolon, expected to get colder.
Let me check what it says on my
again,
phone.
Another semicolon. So Natalie needs to figure out where to buy snowshoes.
Oh, that's a little targeted at you.
It is, yeah. They're getting really good at their algorithm.
Which
very specific.
Yeah, you shouldn't select yes, you could view my profile on just any time someone asks.
It's all that just hey, we use cookies.
And you're
it's more I'm they down. Send me cookies that track my emotions and stuff.
No. Yeah, they're like, we will give you cookies if you just give us your social insurance, give us your date of birth, and also your passport.
And yeah, free cookies. I'm not going to turn that down.
Am I right? Am I right, ladies?
Am I right, ladies?
Ladies.
Natalie.
Sorry, I do have a cold.
Please don't cough into the phone.
Yeah, don't cough at all.
Don't cough near us, actually.
I moved my face away from the phone.
Hey, Jack. Natalie, just 1 second. Jack, can you check if germs can travel through radio?
Jack's just looking something up.
Let
me just check on CNN.
Jack's
Google.
Thank you so much. So,
hey, did you guys get a new intro?
Yes, we did. How'd you like it?
I liked it a lot. it's pretty. I'm not gonna toot my own horn, but I'm an original RPP fan, mm-hmm. so the original intro was really good. But I understand that you guys are growing and adapting to the new age.
Yeah, Nick did that one. Shout out to Nick. He was going to be getting a bone surgery soon.
Oh my God, did he break something?
Did you not hear, Natalie?
Did he break something? He broke everything. Also, I found the answer.
Oh my God.
Okay, Jack's going to tell the germs.
This is from a real question that somebody asked on Reddit.
Okay.
Explain like I'm 5. If I'm talking to my friend on the phone and my friend is really sick, why isn't it possible for me to catch his cold? If sounds are transferred through phone lines, why not a virus?
That's a real thing?
Please don't just say I'm stupid. I really want this scientific explanation. Thanks!
Hey, guys, that was me.
Oh, that's why the username is Natalie Morris has a stupid question.
Uh-oh.
Hey!
Burner account.
Doxed me there a little bit.
You got doxed.
I'm doxy.
What was the answer?
The answer was...
I did ask you for the answer, not if someone else is wondering the same thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is, what you hear when talking on the phone is a digital representation of the person's voice you are speaking to.
Not necessarily digital.
They talk and the mic interprets their voice as electrical signals that it sends over the wires.
Sum it up.
A virus is a physical thing.
Wrap it up. TLDR, man.
She did post it on Reddit, I know it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I think the answer being you can't get germs
You can't get germs through a phone wire. There's also many layers of wire before her voice gets to our ears. It's not just like a phone handset.
There's
like a whole console there that it goes through.
And there's also a whole country in between us.
Yeah.
True.
Like, they would have to be pretty fast and pretty dedicated to get to you.
And if you've ever met a germ, they're not going to, they won't get out of bed for some couple of dweebs in a radio booth.
They're going for the big stuff. Like the, what's that movie where it was like a virus
Osmosis
detective?
Jones.
Yeah, if like Osmosis Jones, he's not going to get out of bed for us dorks.
No, he's
going to. Or the evil virus in the movie that cut things in half.
Yeah, he's going to go for Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Natalie, ever seen Osmosis Jones?
No, and I was hoping you would notice my silence during that.
Would you ever name your kid Osmosis Jones?
Yeah, actually, it's my firstborn's name.
Really?
Oh.
What, do you have any nicknames for him? Like Osmo?
Or Jonesy?
Oh, yeah. It was Ozzymomo.
Ozzymomo.
It's like Quasimodo, but I like that.
Ozzymomo. Yeah. Does he have a hunchback?
It wasn't so far that Quasimodo would have been mean, but Ozzymomo is fine.
Natalie, it's about that part of the show where we pick a topic. I'm not sure if you'll be able to hear us.
Hey, Tristan. Oh, I can't. Hey, Jack. Let's
pick a topic. We need to update that theme song. It needs to go with the new theme song.
Once Nick is able,
once he has both of his arms in working condition.
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
Okay,
I know this is just us,
I've talked about this a few times on the show. So the guy who does most of our music, Nick.
Sum it up.
Your podcast.
Sorry, no, this happened in the summer though, but that's fine.
Oh.
Nick on Canada Day was walking home, fell down a cliff. Broke his leg, his shoulder, he got a concussion, broke his nose, had to get airlifted to a hospital.
They had to bring in a special helicopter.
They had to bring in a helicopter. And then, so now he's walking around and stuff, but the bone isn't growing in his shoulder or something along those lines, so he needs to get a bone surgery. I'm just giving out Nick's medical information, which I don't think
his SIN number is 42069.
Do you think someone listening was like, oh, God, that's... Whoa.
Wait, stop.
Big Chillerson was like, no.
What's that, Natalie?
Nick, if you're listening, we hope you feel better soon and your bones start growing properly, I guess.
He's going to need some of that
you
Harry
guess?
Potter. Oh, man. Yeah, that's true.
You're like, whatever.
Whatever.
Live or die, I don't care.
Your emotional health is very important also.
Yeah, him and his... He's going to need some of that Harry Potter... bone juice.
I read some Polyjuice posting so you can look like a cool guy for once.
Oh.
No, you're being supportive of Nick.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Unlike that ledge.
Yeah. Oh, uh-oh.
Okay. Is our topic Nick? Like, come on, guys.
Making fun of Nick.
Nick and his very unfortunate injury.
Who's making a theme song for me for the undisclosed podcast project?
So our topic, Natalie, we're gonna get you to pick a number between. What do you think, Jack? What does the spreadsheet in front of both of us say?
One second, I'd say.
Are you factoring in the?
I'm factoring in the factorials.
Yeah. Okay. The dividends. Have you put those in?
No, we don't have any dividends. We don't make money.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought that's when you just divide something.
I put in the equations. No, that's dividend something.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like your dividend.
Yeah. No, thank you. No long dividend.
I'm
long
so glad you guys
short
are
dividend.
Not... Like, I'm so glad you guys aren't like economic majors or in solder or anything.
I solder things all the time.
Yeah, Jack.
So we have 60,000 topics. What number should we get her to pick through? Like 100 and... 250?
100 and 102, maybe.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. What do you think, Jack? Natalie, did you hear that?
Between
100 and 102.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go, tough choice, 101, I think.
Oh, nailed it. That's the only topic we have.
Nailed it. And it's not that show from Netflix, which is, I think, streaming now.
Is this a paid day? Are you paid by
gold
buyers?
The topic for today.
Is
islands. Islands.
I love islands. I live on an island, as do most of us.
Oh, the big island you call the Earth, because we're floating in that cosmic water that is nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
What do you think I meant?
I don't know. I thought you could have meant like a, I don't know.
An island in water?
Yeah, like an island in the ocean, well, like Puka Puka.
I would argue that the continent of North and South America, which, no, you know what? Panama Canal, just North America.
Canal.
That's an island.
Panama Canal is an island?
That's an island.
No, I'm saying we're surrounded by water on 100% of our sides.
A continent, yeah.
When they close the Panama Canal, is it no longer, like, are the continents connected again?
Yeah, we'll have to include South America in our island.
So,
but, like, right now they're their own island. And then we're
do you know if it's open right now in this instant?
Yeah. Can you check?
I would hope so.
Can you see from there? I don't know where.
It's fine. I'll look it up, Natalie.
Google.
You're the guest.
Google.
Open today. Okay. So I'm thinking, like, so will they make, do they have to make an announcement when they've opened or closed it?
I think they have a big foghorn.
Leghorn?
Yeah, they have a big rooster that goes, it's open!
I see it all. It's all hot. That's what foghorn leghorn sounds like.
Get them boats through there.
Natalie, what do you think of the character Foghorn Leghorn?
Do you think he would approve of an infrastructure project like the Panama Canal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know the history of the Panama.
The Banana Canal.
Oh my God, that's a hard one. I'm on some cold medication, full disclosure.
She's coming to our show drugged late at night in a cold place.
What is this?
It's Canada.
Howard Stern?
Yeah. What?
This is in New York?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know the history of the canal well enough to make any comments on it, I'm going to say. It could be very controversial.
Okay, question for you.
I'm not willing to take a stand. Yeah.
What place do you think it is? Hint, it's in the name.
It's in Panama.
It's in Canal Land.
God, I'm not pronouncing that right, am I?
Panama.
You're saying
Panama.
Pamela.
You're saying the consonants messed up. Napama.
Mississippi.
To be fair to me, I do have a little bit of a stutter.
Do you
normally?
So. Do you really?
I've never once noticed
I think that's,
that.
That's
and
a
I've
lie.
Known you for 18, 25 years.
19.
I don't think that's accurate, no.
Well, let's leave that to the suits in Washington to decide.
So we've discussed the world as an island, so maybe let's take that focus down a little. Natalie, what's an actual, like, legitimate island that you like?
I know another feature starting with an I.
Oh.
I like Vancouver Island.
Mm.
I think it's a... Sorry, can you hear? I'm getting notifications on my phone, and I hope you
can't hear nothing. This is popular. Jeez. Weird flex.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry,
I have other friends.
we found the bodies.
We need to talk to you.
Vancouver Island is my favorite island.
Lame.
Fourth favorite.
Fourth favorite, like Canadian island.
What?
What? When did we specify Canadian island?
Canadian island is not an island.
Everybody's fourth favorite Canadian island is Baffin.
Fourth favorite? No. Mine is the, like, Cat Island in Japan. Or in
Did you go there, girlfriend?
No, I wish I did.
she went there.
Oh,
I wish I did.
Did you go to any islands while you spent some time in Japan?
Yes, Japan is actually an island.
Well, interesting. So you would? What was Japan in between your first and fourth favorite island? Careful what you answer.
Yeah,
I know.
Pick carefully.
Pick it carefully.
Use your little wisdom.
Yeah, you know what? I'd say fifth favorite island.
Wow, so you'd put the Cat Island in Japan over the entire nation of Japan.
Specifically, mostly because of the cat ratio.
Pacifically.
It is in the Pacific Ocean. Thanks for reminding us, Natalie.
No worries.
Oh, Jack, sorry, you said that.
Do you? I know a funny story about an geographical feature, an isthmus.
Ooh.
Isthmus.
Let's hit us with an isthmus.
Okay, so near Panama, There's a place Panama. There's a place called the Darien Coast. I think it is in Panama now. Scotland in the 1700s.
Can we talk about this last? Talked about this recently.
With Sophie. Never mind. Okay. Anyway, Scotland went bankrupt because they tried to colonize somewhere, and then everybody killed them. And they had to. That's why they joined England, because they bankrupted the entire country, and everyone died.
Uh oh.
They biffed it.
They really biffed it.
Man. Yeah.
So yeah, that's my anecdote.
Thank you. A historical anecdote, an antidote to this radio show, this dying radio show.
How boring it is.
Boring.
Wait, I want to see how many listeners you have right now.
Oh, please
online?
Don't. I can't handle it.
This is a live listener count.
Listeners.
Ooh, thank you, and gentlemen. Five listeners.
All right, I'm going to close four of my laptops.
Oh, yeah, Jack did buy a couple of laptops for this purpose.
Oh, perfect. To beef the numbers. I'm the fifth one, then, yeah. I guess.
So, Nat, do people call you Nat?
Please don't.
Okay.
What about Splat?
Splat, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's my preferred.
What about Maury?
Or Tully?
Is this going to be a bit? Or
do some people call you Maurice?
Does anyone call you Maurice as a joke?
No, but a lot of people, when that song goes on, yeah, when that song comes on, sometimes people go.
People point at you.
They go, yeah. You're the gangster of love.
yeah, that's my legal name.
Natalie.
Gangster of love, comma, handshake. Comma, Morris.
Yep. It's a bit awkward filing taxes, but you know.
It is awkward because you got to tell the government that you actually made money, which is like so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Jack does have an overdraft in his account.
Oh, as so much.
Gosh.
So Natalie.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, we appreciate your fandom.
Let me tell you.
Judge.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was cool. Oh, whoa, he's doing it again. I think we're gonna have to go to
a quick little break.
Go
for a break.
Break. Soon. What's that?
That's a weird. Oh, we appreciate you being a fan.
we're done here.
We do like the Johnny Carson. When he is like, oh, good stuff. And then he just moves away to the next.
He moves away?
Yeah, he moves away.
That's why that show was so expensive. They kept having to follow him around his dumb houses.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we're nailing this episode.
So just a quick little context. This next song coming up is called Danny Delco by Idols.
Yay.
They played recently in Vancouver on the 4th. I did not see them because no one wanted to go with me, and I went. I didn't go.
Oh, jeez.
Now I feel bad that I said I had friends.
Yeah, I know a guy who doesn't, apparently.
Yeah.
But
later on in the show, I do want to say we were going to having a special, presentation of a first episode.
Ooh.
of a audio
journey. An audio journey from a couple of guys who hopefully will never be on gurneys.
Yeah, an audio journey from guys who should never be on gurneys.
No.
Well, they could if they have medical.
Even if they get shot, they are not going on gurneys.
Do you put anyone on a gurney or is it just dead people?
I don't know. Have you ever seen, what?
Is a gurney just a moving bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a moving bed.
Okay.
You're thinking of a coffin.
Oh, right.
You go, get me a gurney stat.
Yeah.
Okay, this next song is called Danny DeGelco by Idols. We will be back after this song and a few messages from the good people of CITR.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
of bones, he's made of blood, he's made of flesh, he's made of love, he's made of you, he's made of me. Unity, fear leads to panic, panic leads to pain, pain leads to anger, anger leads to hate.
British Columbia is beautiful. We have lush rainforests, oceans of powder snow-capped mountains, flower fireworks and alpine meadows, and friendly people. Take a well-deserved break from studying and join us, the Varsity Outdoor Club, on a hike, trail run, rock climb, ski tour, or paddle trip. Trips start from $0, no experience necessary, just enthusiasm. Check us out online, ubc-voc.com.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
The October issue of Discorder is out now. Bibi kicks off this issue of Discorder with her final editor's note, an essay on gratitude and compensation. In this month's issue, Discorder covers the Vancouver municipal election. Check that out and go vote on October 20. There's features on IMUR, Wrong Wave No. 6, the VIF Mentorship Program, Super Sick Podcast, and a multimedia art project by Jimena Velasquez. There's also live show reviews of Millennial Line Comedy and Poetry, Records and Readings, Sawdust Collector with Katie Duck, and other gems. There's also additional reviews of albums, new books, and VIF screenings. Special thanks to our advertisers. Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Rickshaw, The Cinematheque, The Vancouver Podcast Festival, Quiet City, Vancouver New Music, Creative BC, The Vancouver Art Book Fair, The Vancouver International Film Festival, and the AMS.
And we're back. Hello, Natalie. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Okay, excellent. That's good. You're, of course, listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. We are Radio Pizza Party, as I just briefly mentioned. That means me, Tristan, and that means
I'm Jack.
Jack. Blaming. Jack being the other guy here. We've been talking about islands with our little... Our little guest, just kidding, huge guest.
Big
guest.
Not in size, but in importance.
In reputation.
In reputation. Number one
got
super
a
fan.
Big reputation.
You come into my restaurant.
On the day of my daughter's wedding.
Natalie, super fan, Morris.
Natalie, super fan, number one super fan.
So it's fan.
Natalie, super fan, number one super fan, handshake.
Handshake.
What was the other name?
Something,
you
something.
Dare.
What?
Don't you dare, Morris.
Don't you dare, Morris. Yeah. Thank you.
Don't you dare.
So we'd be talking islands we love, but what about islands
we hate?
We
can
hate.
I?
Yeah,
can
sir.
I have, like,
what's
a slight
up?
Slight aside, right now. I just want to, like,
you have slighted me many times.
I'm gonna straight hang up on you guys.
Wait, what's going on, Natalie?
What's happening here?
I just want to say, I was listening to your land acknowledgement, and I just, like, really appreciate that I don't know, that, like, Vancouver kind of in general. Like, I know we have a lot of work in terms of, like, reconciliation and stuff, but, like, I don't know. I don't hear a lot of land acknowledgements in Ontario, and I feel like that's something that I didn't really appreciate when I was at UBC. So it's nice to hear.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's good that that's part of the mandate in a non-joking part of the show.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Sorry, like, that was, like, kind of serious, but, like, it's something I was thinking about recently.
Okay, cool. All right. Thanks for mentioning it. But, Natalie, we were talking.
Natalie.
Sorry.
We were chatting about islands.
We were chatting islands.
Yep.
In your opinion, how do they form?
Volcanoes.
Not always.
Not always.
I'm going to say always. Have
not
you
always.
Heard of a band called Volcanoless in Canada?
No, that sounds like
no.
a TV show.
Because I also know many volcanoes in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I have stood on top of one.
Yeah, I've skied on one.
All right, dude. No need to one-up.
I don't know.
On the lava.
What?
Yeah, like not even on active.
Did you have lava skis on?
I had lava-proof suit on. All the volcanologists were like...
Describe a lava-proof suit to me in the skis as well.
So it's those big, like... Like shiny, kind of like hazmat suits looking things.
Like a disco ball.
But I did have mirrors all on the outside.
Yeah.
Around the outside. And I skied down the lava. All the volcanologists were like, dude, like this is very dangerous. If you fall in, you will just be done forever.
There's
and I'm
no
like,
getting us out.
It's and I'm like, that's why it's cool.
It was like that bit in Austin Powers that really scared me when I was a kid, where the guy falls in the lava.
Did that really scared you as a kid?
I didn't want to fall in lava.
Very true.
It's scary, man.
Yeah. I think, like, kids sometimes latch on to one aspect of a movie that, like, necessarily isn't, or not necessarily scary, but is just terrifying to them.
Yeah, like I don't know if I've ever seen lava in real life, but as a kid, it's like one of those other things where people just are always talking about lava.
Right?
It's like quicksand.
Yeah, like quicksand.
I am very scared of quicksand to this day.
But like, there's like, unless you go to a place where quicksand is crazy everywhere.
Where
like,
do you think quicksand is crazy everywhere, Natalie? Give us three places.
I want to say Australia.
Yeah, okay.
Just because I feel like Australia is trying to actively kill everyone on it.
Hurry up! And then I want to TikTok.
Say,
TikTok.
God, I don't know. South America.
That's a continent.
Places you didn't have to specify.
Okay, so Natalie, we were talking islands that you don't like.
You know what? We've talked a lot about the islands I like and don't like. What about
you're the
you
guest?
Guys?
You're the guest.
Yeah, but I don't want to be a.
That's true.
And
I know. I'm just trying to play the hardball here. My favorite island is Puka Puka. It's a small island in Samoa / Polynesia, and it's got like 500 people on it. It's one of the most remote islands in the entire world. Jack?
Oh my goodness.
I just looked it up, and it exists. Yeah. It was also known as Danger Island.
Yeah, so maybe that's where the quicksand was.
Yeah.
That apocryphal quicksand.
I looked up quicksand, and the first photo is in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah,
so watch out.
It.
Jack, your favorite island, though?
My favorite island? Probably Gilligan's Island, I'd say.
Yeah,
Gilligan.
That is. He's funny. He runs around with the schooner, with the Ginger. That's the name of the character.
They named the boat Ginger?
Yeah.
Did the boat talk?
The boat talked a few times, but it's kind of like... You know, I can't think of an example, but it's one of those little Easter eggs that if you're really paying attention, you'll see the boat talk. It's kind of like Alfred Hitchcock in his movies. He'd like have a cameo that you wouldn't really notice unless you were looking for it. Same with the boat talking.
If he had a podcast, do you think it would be called Hitch Talk?
I think that's probably what would be.
Or is it just a married couple talking about stuff?
How much do you want to bet that there is a podcast called Hitch Talk? And it's about, like, relationships.
Or Alfred Hitchcock movies.
Or both. Relationships in Alfred Hitchcock movies. That's how most podcasts are created. You think of the title first, which I think was part of what we did on the show.
That is exactly what we did on the show. We had nothing.
We did nothing. All right. So, Natalie.
Yeah.
What's the last island you were on? That's how we would describe an island, not the world, obviously.
Not the world. Probably Vancouver Island, to be honest. Ontario.
What if you weren't being honest?
If you were lying to us, what would be your answer to that question?
I would say Papua New Guinea.
Ooh, that would be funner than Vancouver Island.
Debatable.
Mm.
You can have fun on Vancouver Island.
True, but like as a story, a lot of people in this area have been to Vancouver Island. I don't know very many people have been to Papua New Guinea.
I haven't.
That's true.
And
neither have I.
And less people have been to Mama New Guinea.
Mm-mm.
Natalie?
Off the show.
Natalie, I'm just waiting for that laugh.
Get it? Because of Papa?
Papa.
Hey, you know what? I always hear this talk about Mama Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there no Papa Pia?
Yeah. Gross, right?
Yeah.
They should do that.
No representation.
Uncle
for
Ia?
For all the Papa Pias in this world.
Auntie
Ia?
Well, it's not, man. Let's not
what?
Delve into that.
What?
Nonsense.
That nonsense.
Your nonsense.
Did you watch the new Mamma Mia movie, Natalie?
I've not. I have a
I feel like that's up your alley.
Cher. Yeah, it really is. But my irrational fear of Cher.
You don't like sharing.
Cher does kind of look scary at this point, if I'm being honest.
It was what I was talking about. Like, as a kid, I watched, like, Mermaids or something, and I was like, oh,
that was the name of the show, Mermaids or something?
Well, one of the movies she was in.
Is it like Linens and Things, Mermaids or Somethings?
Yeah, it's like Four Weddings and a Something or Other.
I don't know. I'm looking it up. It is Mermaids. It's a 1999 or 1990 movie. And then
why don't they have a Mermans?
Oh my God.
Mermasters.
I'm going to hang up on you guys.
What do you mean?
These are logical questions about the modern
world. There's no political. We're just curious.
Good. Yeah.
There is probably a movie called Mermans.
If there are witches, why are there no Mitches?
Yeah.
Men can be witches. I took a witches class last year. Shout out.
You took a witches class?
Was there a Mitches?
Was the witch teaching it, or was the class about witches?
It was about witches. Okay. I don't think he was a pagan or a Wiccan, although he did invite some Wiccans into our class.
What did they do? Did they just sort of like say, hey, we're Wiccans, we're like just kind of regular people?
Did they do the thing?
Yeah, it was like a Q&A.
Did they do the thing where they stand on one foot and they lift the other one up so it looks like they're floating?
No, they're not musicians. They're
what?
Musicians?
Magicians.
If you can play guitar, you're a musician.
Yeah, so,
yeah, I said the wrong word.
I'm curious. So what kind of like, when the Awakening comes in, what do people ask? Are they kind of like, hey, what do you think of Eye of Newt? Where do you think of, like, Scorpions, the band,
well,
and the creature?
Of, like, how did you get into Wiccan as a religion? Kind of like, what do you feel about...
But there was no outrageous, hey, what about...
Outrageous,
no,
wild.
I mean, it was a class that... So we had been learning about witches historically for like 3 months before we met them. Mm. So, and I'm like 90% sure our prof would have just failed anyone who was like, ooh, have you ever like made a love potion and murdered someone with like,
with love?
Yeah. So like,
but
I don't know.
That
it
is
was
like,
very respectful.
That's good.
It's a religion. Like it's someone's religion.
That's true.
There's a lot of things that are people's religion. I've noticed.
Jack, don't get off on this tangent.
No, just there are a lot of people who are religious in this world.
That's true, and
that's
Wiccan
my
is one
only
of them.
Point.
As well as Natalie-ism, which is what we are on this show. We love you, Natalie.
Yeah, yeah. I support RPP. I listen to it. It's my I would not
favorite
say my religion,
thing.
But like my moral compass.
Oh, just 1 second. Do you have anything to say?
Oh, hi. Hi, Natalie. How are you doing?
Hello?
There's someone
Can
in the
Can you tell
studio.
Who that is?
It's just is a random
Ben?
Person. A voice in the void.
No! Oh, my God! How are you? Hola!
I can hear you just, like, reacting. Great.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Here, I'll be Natalie and interpret for her.
Yeah.
If you want to talk
Ola
to her.
Ola doesn't have headphones.
How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
Jack is actually a very good impersonator. Yeah,
Ola
I'm doing great.
I'm Jack
doing
is a very good. Oh.
I'm doing great. I hope you're doing fine.
Hey, are you still in? No, you went back to Vancouver, eh?
Are you still?
No, he's not.
Back to Vancouver, eh?
Yeah, he's in Vancouver right now, Natalie. Ola's off the mic.
Okay, you say that it's not obvious.
Because you asked that question, Ola's off the mic. You lost your Ola privileges, Natalie. I'm sorry.
You got Nola, Ola.
Ola, can you laugh for me? It's the only joy in my life.
Ola, can you laugh for me? It's the only joy in my life.
The only joy in my life.
He's forcing it now.
I'm gonna do this thing and I'm gonna walk.
Okay. I snuck a lapel mic on you. You're on a hot mic.
All right. Ola, of course, is the production. What's your title?
Production coordinator
here at CITR. So it's definitely check out his content.
Congratulations.
Natalie says congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's my daughter. Okay, I don't have a Brooklyn accent.
Hi.
My daughter.
Get out of my face.
I was on a date with someone, and someone pointed out my accent, and I was like, it's an Ontario accent. Calm down, buddy.
Oh, but where was he from? He was in Ontario.
Yeah.
What the heck?
He was like, you
name
sound
him.
Like
What's his
me,
name and first dude. Name? Social insurance
no,
number.
I'm not gonna dox him.
First letter of his first name. Frankie.
Did you go on a date with a man named Frank?
I did say S, you guys.
S?
Like, S?
Yes. Sank.
Frank.
Frank.
Sriracha. Wait, did you go on a date with a man named Sylvester?
Yep.
Was it Sylvester Stallone?
Did you ask him what it was like to be on This Is Us?
Did you ask him about his brother Frank?
It was a very emotional experience.
You know Frank Stallone is Sylvester Stallone's brother. He's a singer.
That's nice.
Did you ask him about that?
No.
He is my favorite singer, Frank Stallone.
Cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
See the tone that I'm using right now? That's nice. That's
just,
what I use when my date's not interesting.
Hey, what did you do to Sly that made him not interested? What did Sly do to you that made you not interested? Bye, Ola.
Okay,
Ola
we're not here. Talking about this date.
Okay,
Ola, how are you?
Just a reminder to everybody, you can call in 604-822-2487. You can call in whenever you want.
No, the line's busy. You can only have one person call
in. No, you can have two people. There's two lines.
Oh, well.
There's a phone
I told
and a B
Ben
phone.
To call in, and it's not working for him.
Right now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's maybe we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Do I have to hang up?
I don't know.
We never want you to hang up. We want you
Thank
to hang
you.
Out with us.
Yay!
I'm very congested.
I'm very congested.
I'm like Alfred Hitchcock.
Natalie.
What?
You're a gem.
Your favorite. What? Oh,
you're a
thank
gem.
You.
You're a gem. And we've
you're
had
a gem.
You're Jim from The Office.
Not the worst character to be.
So. You're.
I'd say that's the best character to be.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
But
who would you say is the best character? This is off topic.
I don't know, I like Pam.
Thanks, Natalie, it's been great having you on. We're gonna have to let you go because we are gonna open up the lines to some callers.
We're gonna open up the lines.
Open up the lines. And then we're gonna in a little bit here be playing an extra special premiere presentation.
Oh my gosh, I know, excited.
Very
unheard.
Exciting.
Unreleased and rare. Unreleased and scary.
Scary, maybe.
Things.
So thank you so much, Natalie, for coming
thank
on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on, even though I sound terrible.
You sound great.
Always listening, you guys. RPP is super funny.
Thank you.
I love it.
They're on the show. They're listening. They know.
Okay. All right. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Bye, Natalie.
Bye.
You'll hear from me. Bye.
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 Okay, that was wonderful.
That was just a blast. I had a blast.
Why don't we go to a...
We got somebody calling in.
Well, why don't we...
Let's give them
a little bit. We're going to maybe go to a quick little break.
Yeah.
Like a quick little break.
Quick one. Like 10 seconds.
Play some ads. And then we'll come back and maybe this person will call again.
I hope so. They hung up.
Uh-oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to CITR Vancouver.
101.9 FM in British Columbia. Jeez.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
This October, Vancouver New Music welcomes 7 string quartets from Canada, Italy, and the US for Quartetti, a festival of string quartets. Join us at the Annex from October 18th to 20th for 3 nights of extraordinary music. The event features premieres by Sabrina Schroeder and by students taking part in Raven Chacon's Indigenous Youth Composer Apprentice Project. Check out the full schedule at newmusic.org. That is, newmusic.org.
After a very, very tense ad, we are back.
I'm tense. I'm scared.
Radio Pizza Party broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM.
FM.
FM on the
unceded territories of the Musqueam people. Of course.
Of course. Jack, we just had Natalie. Oh, whoa. We
don't even have time to run people through the... Let's let it ring for a bit. Our show works. We're talking about islands these days.
Yeah, but we got a caller.
We should pick it up.
Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
Who is this? Who are we talking to?
This is Anderson Scott.
Anderson Scott. Interesting name.
It is.
Yeah, it's just my name.
Okay. How's it going, Anderson?
I'm restless tonight.
Why are you restless?
Because I wasted the light.
What?
Between both these times, I drew a really thin line. It's nothing I planned.
Excuse me, this is...
And not that I can, but you should be mine.
Jack, do you know what's happening? Yes. What's happening?
He's doing lyrics to a song.
Interesting.
If I traded it all, if I gave it all away for one thing...
Can I ask you a question?
Just for one thing?
Wouldn't that be something, eh?
If I sorted it out... If I knew all about this one thing, wouldn't that be something?
That was beautiful.
That was deaf. That was very deaf.
That was beautiful. So, Anderson, what's going on here? What's up?
I promise I might not walk on by.
Okay.
What?
Maybe next time.
So, Anderson, I was just wondering, just trying to engage a bit here.
These things you'd find on the door of a bakery that's closed. Maybe
not
next time.
Even though I know.
I do. He knows something. We know that.
I don't want to know.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, never mind.
I'm sorry.
What did he see? Yeah. What does he know?
Yeah, I guess I know.
Oh. So I guess he has to...
How it sounds.
Ooh, what if it's a song?
What if it's a bad song by that guy I know?
Why would this be a bad song? What are you on about?
Wait, is this...
Are these still lyrics?
No, I this has been off. I'm just talking. Hello.
Oh,
you have a strange cadence.
Yeah,
sorry. You guys have such weird answers to my, like, I've been asking you guys normal questions, talking normally.
I don't know if those were...
Should we have, you didn't really give us time to answer.
What's going on there with Jack's voice? So, yeah, we kind of were trying to ask, but then you just sort of kept going with the discourse. What's
the deal?
What's the deal there, Anderson?
Well, what is the deal with airline food?
Whoa.
You can make the airline out of the food.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, you know, I couldn't tell you what the deal was.
Well, that's probably okay. I mean, that's why we keep asking that question, Anderson.
But
Mr. Anderson.
Some call me Anderson mm-hmm. Silva.
Anderson Silva, who is that? Isn't that a fighter or something?
Yeah, it is.
Are you Anderson Silva?
Are you Dinesh D'Souza?
I might be.
You might be.
I just might be. You know what? I have to say something though. I was angry about Jack earlier in the show.
What did I do?
That's normal.
Hey. Rude. How dare you? How dare you attack me like that?
Naughty little Spider-Man.
Is that me?
Speaks with a lisp.
What?
I speak with a lisp? No, I don't.
Naughty little Spider-Man lives on his wits.
What is this?
I don't have any wisps.
Rascal Hero, the worker's friend.
Wait, Spider-Man's a worker's friend?
I do support unions.
Driving the Bakura around the bend.
The Bakura?
The Spider-Man, is Spider-Man a socialist?
Naughty little
Spider-Man.
He's
in the DSA.
Naughty little Spider-Man? Is this from the Spider-Man musical?
All I really need.
What the H?
The H?
Is a song in my heart.
Hmm.
Food in my belly and love in my family.
Okay.
All I really need is a song in my heart.
Is this related to the Spider-Man thing?
I feel like this is going to end in like, all I want to do is zim a zoom zoom and a boom boom.
And I need the rain to fall.
Oh, come on. Are we hang up on this guy?
No, I want to hear what this is going.
That's just Giraffe lyrics. I don't know. It's not really working.
Did you write those?
I tried to write Raffy lyrics.
Oh, Raffy lyrics. That's your attempt at a Raffy song.
Yes.
Naughty little Spider-Man, the hero to the workers.
He speaks to the lisp?
He speaks to
Full disclosure. Full disclosure. Look up Anansi by Raffy.
Tristan, look up Anansi by Raffy. It would be,
yeah, look that up right now.
Like, what if Spider-Man came out and was like, what's your name? Spider-Man!
You're naughty little Spider-Man.
I'm not. You say that with a lisp, okay, Mr. Anderson?
Naughty little Spider-Man.
That's not even a lisp. That's just like a New York accent.
With a lisp as well. Spider-Man.
Anansi. Anansi is a spider. Anansi is a man. Anansi is a lazy one. Do little as he can. This is kind of about a Spider-Man.
It is. It sounds like it's a bit more about a man spider.
Well, what's actually scarier?
I'd say a man spider, because Spider-Man's a hero.
Yeah, and then usually you think that the word spider is adjusting the word man.
Yeah, but man sounds like it's adjusting the word spider.
Yeah, which is a little more horrifying.
Well, you know what? Spiders really need a fix, if you ask me.
A fix?
Well, they're just flawed.
That's, in what way?
Yeah, what would you do to fix them?
Well, you know how they skitter?
Yes.
I've seen a spider skitter.
They should scatter.
Like if you drop a spider, it should break into pieces and those pieces should all run away?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
All right, just wanted to get that out there.
Duh.
Sorry.
Yeah, basically.
Wow, that's intriguing. That's an intriguing concept. So, Anderson, what is your...
Mr. Anderson.
Who's potentially Anderson Silva, which would be a big get for the show.
That would be momentous.
Wouldn't that be huge for your radio show?
That would be.
Yeah, it would.
Thank you.
You don't have to sound so flippant about it.
I'm sorry.
I'd be flipping out about it. I wouldn't be flippant about it.
Yeah.
I have a podcast that I post on YouTube. It gets 5 viewers, and all of them are small kids. And they really say mean things.
Wait, they say mean things to you?
It feels like I'm almost certain it's the kids of my childhood bullies.
Oh, that'd be.
How old are you?
Like 15.
Your childhood bullies have children that are old enough to yell at you when you are 15 years old? How old are your childhood bullies?
Like 30.
You were being bullied by 30-year-olds?
That's not bullying. I'm sorry. That's something much more dangerous. Like
things are tough.
Harsh.
Where do you live?
Life is rough in Brazil.
Also, whoa.
Brazil?
Wait, so maybe it is Anderson Silva. I was about to say, I don't think it is, but it might be. Isn't he from Brazil?
I don't know.
Is Anderson Silva from Brazil? Anderson.
Why
he'd
are you
be Anderson
me?
Brasilva if he was.
Jack, do you want to look
Why would he be that? Would your name be Jack Canada?
What?
Yeah, it is. I just go by Jack for short. You jerk.
So these. I don't like. Okay, so you're living. You live in Brazil. Or you're from Brazil.
I am from Brazil.
Also, I just want to say, Anderson Silva's nickname is the Spider. I didn't know that.
Really?
Naughty Spider-Man is the full version.
The full version of his nickname is the Naughty Little Spider-Man.
Naughty Little Spider-Man uses his fists. Naughty Little Spider-Man's good with his kicks.
Well, yeah, not so much if you find that one video of me, I mean of Anderson Silva, kicking his leg in half.
Oh, was that him?
That was him? Oh, why'd you bring that memory into my head, man?
Because I knew it was in there.
What?
I knew you'd seen it already, so I knew I could just mention it. I don't have to tell you to go look it up. But people at home, don't look it up.
Yeah, don't look it up. It's pretty gross.
It's really gross.
It's like,
does he still fight?
I don't think he has in a long. I have in a long time.
Oh wait, you corrected you corrected the wrong way. That was. You don't think? Okay.
You don't think? I don't what?
So Anderson,
you know, there's a squeeze box player at my house right now.
Hmm.
There's a squeeze box player at my house.
What's he up to?
Does he go in and out and in?
Gross.
He. That is what squeeze boxes do. But I think he's just kind of hanging out on the couch.
And he just
relaxing.
Hangs out
having
there.
A nap maybe.
He just is sitting.
The same, I think it's the same guy you guys had in your studio.
Oh. Are you talking about a certain Cody
Mormon?
Sloot?
I sure am. A certain Mormon, Jack says. Yeah. No, he's back in my area in Brazil, and he's visiting.
Is he with you right now? That guy gets around, that Cody guy.
Can he give us a few toots of the rabbit's tail, as they say?
I can get him on the mic.
Yeah, maybe get him on the microphone.
Hold on, let me see if I can find him. Cody, come here.
Was he a dog?
Yeah, quit.
Come here. Does Cody have an Instagram?
No.
Cody doesn't have an Instagram, I don't think. Do you? No, he doesn't. Okay, so you're live right now on Tristan and Jack's radio show, Radio Pizza Party.
Oh, Radio Pizza Party. Nice.
So radio friendly.
Nice.
But yeah, they just wanted to talk to you and say hello.
What's going on, guys?
We're in Brazil.
Hey, who is this?
This is Cody from Brazil.
You're from Brazil?
Yeah.
Cool.
Cody from Brazil. Interesting. So, Cody from Brazil, what is your what are you up to these days? We haven't talked in a long time.
Yeah, you know, I mostly just sit by the beach and, you know, drink out of coconuts and whatnot, the usual. You know, tropical life.
Tropical ice?
Yeah, tropical ice. Exactly.
Ice. Interesting.
I thought it would be hard to grow ice in the tropics.
Yeah.
No. Perfect climate for it. See, that's what most people get confused about, you know?
He actually has an ice farm. It's very successful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, can we go back to talking to Anderson quickly? I do want to have a few parting words with him.
Hello, this is Anderson.
Anderson, so Naughty Little Spider-Man Silva, how's it going? We figured it out. I think we know who you are.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, I tried to play the hard game there, Jack, and he didn't.
He didn't. He got us.
Yeah,
sorry,
you
I was looking
you don't
at
get
Cody
to
on
UFC
Facebook.
Playing slow ball.
Whoa, what?
What?
You don't get to the UFC playing slow pitch.
No, you get it to like fighting probably.
Have you never fought at a women's slow pitch game?
Well, in the stands, I have.
Do you think they'll ever allow baseballs into UFC? Like two guys just standing across from one another throwing baseball.
Give them bats.
That's too far. You can't throw bats at one another.
Well, no, they wouldn't throw them. They'd throw them at things, and it would bounce off and hit the person. It would only count if it's a ricochet.
Oh.
That does make sense there.
They'd call it UFC. The C stands for the C in ricochet.
Ultimate freaking ricochet.
Well,
you fight ricochet.
Okay.
Well,
Anderson, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
We always appreciate a caller.
Hey, you're very welcome.
I
hardly know her. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show, Anderson. And say hi to Cody for us.
Hi to Cody.
We'll do.
Cody Sloot himself.
Have yourself
Cody Sloot your shorts.
Clothes. You too, sir. Not you too, for the band you too, but you.
October.
November.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hang up.
Okay.
That's the first time we've been hung up on.
Yeah, that was pretty, that felt kind of wrong.
I felt rude.
It felt like a rude dude.
A couple of rude dudes is not how I would describe the two of us. We're so nice to people.
I know. So we're going to go to, it's not a quick little break. It's going to be a long little segment.
A long big premiere.
A long big brig.
A long brr, you're in the brig.
Hey, me brig. this is a show produced here at CITR by students, fully student produced.
Yep.
It's called Midnight Spaceflight.
Yep.
This will be my first time hearing it.
Yeah, and you wrote it.
I helped write a lot of this.
A lot. Can you tell me which words you helped write as you wrote them?
Yeah, so while it's playing, I'll be the mic and be like, did that one?
This one was me.
That one was...
It was pretty funny, right?
Those last three, those were the other guy. But this one here, this one was me. That was a good one I picked there.
Yeah. All right, okay. Let's just play it.
I just got to quickly cue it up here.
I'll cue you up.
So you can follow it on Instagram. It's kind of like a little comedy show about outer space. Sci-fi. we got characters. Yeah, that's right. And it's going to be, I believe, I want to say once a month.
All right. I'll believe you on that because I don't have any other info.
I could be wrong. Check the Instagram. That'll have, I think every 2 weeks, maybe every month, 3 weeks. I'm sorry. I don't know this off the top of my head. Tio and Andre. I'm just going to.
Tio and Andre sound like buddy cops in a comedy.
They're definitely buddies.
It's helpful when making a radio show. That's why we do so badly.
Yes. This is the pilot episode as well. Sorry, guys. I'm just... Jack, why don't you fill the air?
So yesterday I spent a lot of time on the toilet and cleaning it. It was difficult because I was standing on top of it. I found it very hard to clean that toilet.
Okay, thanks, Jack. That was just not necessary. All right, so we're going to be playing this. This is about a 7-minute little interlude, and I believe it's going to be playing on our show whenever it's released.
All right, sounds good.
So this is the premiere episode. Da 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 da.
Part of the Radio Pizza Party Network.
we should get to say that, and then it'll become a... this is Midnight Spaceflight.
Good bite.
Midnight. Spaceflight.
Spaceflight.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and Zorgs. You better fasten your earbelts because we're about to go off-roading. And there's nothing better to go off-roading with than a Jeep Dodge Cherokee C-Series, available at your nearest dealer. We seem to find ourselves in a small, dirty, and relatively uninteresting part of the universe. As you know, the universe is infinitely large and unsurprisingly full of beings that are looking for the smallest opportunity to rip you off. Listen to me. Our ships can only run at such a low price. I'm not running a charity gig here. If you want free junk, go to Planet Schnoggles. I mean, I'm not here to bestow spaceflight onto the masses. I got a business to run.
I need a ship now, and if you won't help me, something bad will happen to this here beautiful, priceless painting.
That painting was given to me by my ex-wife. I hold no emotional attachment whatsoever to that constant reminder of my shortcomings as a husband.
Oh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay, but listen to me. I got myself a cousin across town. He's been trying to get rid of a lemon of a ship for weeks now. I'm sure he'd settle to you for next to nothing. His name is Trony. Also, let him know that I know he's been seeing my beautiful ex-wife.
How far across town?
Across town, right over there.
Like that hut across square?
Yeah, across town.
Hey, Trony, got a customer for you.
Hey, send him over. Shireen says she wants her painting back, by the way.
You tell Shireen I love that painting more than I love life itself. We had an agreement.
Okay, so what does the target look like?
Didn't you read the debrief? They breathe, they're bipedal, they have skin. How hard could this be? Also, they're probably not covered in dust like everyone else in this town.
But we're covered in dust, and we don't even live here.
Oh, that's true. Oh, boy, this is gonna be harder than I thought. Excuse me.
Hello?
We're looking for someone. We've been told their description details them as having skin, bipedal, and a breather, as well as a large, intimidating female captain. That's what they look like. You know, come to think of it, they probably look exactly like you in every single way. You seen anyone like that?
Nope, I don't think I've seen anyone under that description. Oh, look at the time. I gotta go de-dust the duster. Have a good day.
Oh, okay. Thanks anyways. Wait a minute. Who owns two dusters? Stop right there!
Shit. Okay, I think I'm good. Wait. Where am I?
Tell Jabba, I've got his money. I know! Soon.
Hey, you. What do you want?
Just water. I'm waiting. Just hanging out.
I'm cut off? Are you crazy? Bates! Can you beat this guy up or something? Like, you're here to protect me, and I need another one of these.
I was not employed by your parents, the Great Barrymores, and work my ass off 26 hours a day just to get your sorry ass drinks.
Oh, man, this sucks. Some bodyguard you are. I've had a cold, and I feel really unsafe right now, and this stuff is really helping.
Sit down.
That guy looks like he can get shit done. I think I just got an idea.
Order up.
Oh, I'll bring it over to them. Is this your order?
Yes.
Who are you?
I am a professional male escort, and the protector of the only son of the Barrymore lineage. If you wish to speak to him, though, he's in no state to talk.
I'm Maximilian Julius Phineas Henry Barrymore IV, Archduke of the Ever After.
I'm not fucking calling you that.
It's okay, neither do I. We all just call him M anyways.
I wanted to talk to you. How much are you paid?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
I'll double it if you can get me off this world.
My loyalty can't be bought.
Triple!
Deal. But I'm gonna have to bring M.
Fine, but we have to go now.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Come here.
What? Ah, put me down. Actually, wait. Whee! Listen, I'd love to sell you the ship, but I got one catch.
What's the catch?
Oh, a catch is like a caveat. You know, like something I need before you can get the thing that you need.
I know what a catch is, you idiot. What do you need?
You have to take my cousin on as the engineer.
What? But we already met your cousin and he doesn't even work as an engineer.
Who, Frony? That asshole? No. I mean my other cousin, Grony. Hey, Grony, get in here.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm Grony. Maybe you've heard of me?
I've never heard of you before.
Well, sure you have. Is that guy dead?
Look, Grony is the best engineer this side of the street has got to offer. And even if he wasn't my cousin, you'd have no choice. He's the only one who can deal with the AI on the ship. Sal.
We taking a trip somewhere? I haven't been off world since the mission with the guy. Tough stuff.
Wait, what's the ship called and why am I getting such a low price for it?
The AI of this ship called it the Mother Lover because the previous owner dedicated it in his mother's memory. She seemed to think it was funny. Around here we just call it the Madre.
Shit, they found us! Everyone get on the ship!
Where are we? Hello there, sweet cheeks. Let me take you out.
Oh, God. Not again. Just get out of here.
Whoa. What the hell is going on, Bates? Where are we? What's that? Who are you guys?
Get out of our way. We need to go now.
Let me just make this the Grony Mobile. Just, figuring.
Do you even know what you're doing?
Yes, of course. Don't you know who I am? I didn't win 5 Flazar prizes for combustible aerial engineering for nothing. It's just, this switch right here.
Hey,
guys, I can't hold them off for much longer.
Hello. Welcome aboard the Mother Lover. My name is Sal, and I am your onboard assistant. I am your Starship Android Launcher. Where would you like to go?
Anywhere but here!
Anywhere on but here. Sector C6. Coordinating. Good luck.
I can't believe we just made it.
Now that we are en route, assessing systems damage. Medium level damage to voice and personality receptor. All other systems, fine.
No, I thought I fixed her.
What? Initiating auxiliary settings. Initiating auxiliary settings.
启动复数施指.
Initiating auxiliary
Oh, God! Oh, no! Would anyone like to explain to me what the fuck is going on?
As the Mother Lover zooms towards Batir, and upon a quick inspection of their copy of the Lonely Galaxy, they realized if there's one thing that Batirs are known for is their collective Oedipus complex and their extreme reactions to all things to do with mothers. But luckily, our crew is responsible, honest, and a respectable bunch. Wait a minute. Oh no.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. Robots. That one is nice one.
I know.
So that was the first episode of Midnight Space Flight, which I
executive produced.
I didn't executive produce it.
If they're going to be on the Radio Pizza Party Network, we're both getting EP credits.
This is true. No, I believe. I guess I wrote it.
Yeah, you wrote it.
Yeah. But then I also got help from Teo and Andre.
You got by with a little help from your friends.
Of course. But and then I unfortunately don't have the full breakdown of the cast, but I'm sure that will be available on Midnight Space Flight on Instagram.
I'm going to go follow them on Instagram right now.
Toss them a follow, everybody, if you like that. Want to hear other episodes.
We know there's five of you.
Pretty sure the regular spot is going to be on our show. Yeah. But we're about reaching the end of our Radio Pizza Flight.
Radio Pizza Flight.
But so we did a little bit of a mix up, a little bit of a schlibbity schloop, as they
Aribbity
say.
As I like to say.
Why don't we finish off with a segment that we usually start with?
What is it?
It's a little something.
I like to call
some news to discuss.
We can't monetize any of these episodes. Like, I feel like that's probably copyrighted. Like, the queen will have our heads.
Yeah. So, Jack.
Yep.
Some news to discuss as we talk about some news.
Yes.
Weedy weed is getting weeded. Weedy weed. What do you think of that, Jack?
Oh, dude, I'd weed. On Wednesday?
On Wednesday.
Do you think that's what they're going to call
gonna
Wednesday?
That's going to be... That's going to be some global news thing.
Wednesday.
Maybe
they're
going to
make some. They're going to make some poor anchor on CTV. Like, is it a happy Wednesday or a happy Wednesday?
Wednesday.
So yeah, they're legalizing weed in 5 days now,
which is bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers.
You might be right.
But I just think I'm free.
It's I mean, I think this truly is very it's interesting for me to try to grapple with. As someone who hasn't even lived that long with marijuana being illegal.
I mean, you've lived your entire life.
My entire life. But a lot of people have lived longer lives than me.
Wait, hold a second. You're saying that people are older than you?
Yeah. What? So someone who's 40 would have lived maybe almost 20 years more than me.
All right, this is blowing my mind.
I know. Well, maybe 19. But
I can't believe this. I just absolutely cannot believe this.
So that's probably weird for them. Jack, what do you think?
I'd say that for people that are in their 60s, it's even weirder.
Yeah. 80s? Don't even get started.
No way.
Don't even think.
Don't even go there, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Do you think that you will partake in the old vicious rake this Wednesday?
I don't know if I feel comfortable with disclosing that on radio. It's
well, let's. I tell you what. We'll publish this in a week once it's legal. Because it's just going to be like saying, oh, I had a beer or two last night.
That's
you
weird.
You know, you come into work in the morning, they're like, what did you do last night? Oh, I had a beer or two.
I wouldn't say that at work.
Like, all right, let's say you go into the doctor's office. Like,
they say, what do you
what do you do every morning before you brush your teeth? I have a beer or two.
Yeah, that's more normal.
Yeah, that's a normal
yeah.
classic thing to say.
That's a classic doctor thing to say to your doctor.
Yeah. And they all know it. They all get it. They're like,
this
guy had a beer or two.
Of course. I mean, like, everyone has their things.
This guy's things are two of them in their beers.
Honest question related on that. People usually have a drink after work. It's like a normal thing.
Yes.
What if you just had a drink before work, but just like the same amount and didn't have anything?
I mean, you'd be fine. You might want to like brush your teeth unless you were like,
no, if you had a beer when you woke up with breakfast.
Oh, with breakfast? I thought you meant like if you were like a server, like working late at night.
No, I mean like
7:30 in the morning, you get out of the shower.
Yeah.
And you have a beer.
With breakfast.
With breakfast, with like a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That'd be weird, but why is it weird?
Because it's 7:30 in the morning.
But why is it weird at 7:30 at night?
You have a beer to like, a long day, job well done, I'll have a beer.
You say, great day, ready to start it off great. I'll have a beer.
Riding this high all the time. You know what? I think you've won me over.
All right.
Tomorrow morning, I don't even have work. I'm going to have a beer.
Sure.
I don't give a damn anymore.
Wow. Next news item. Vancouver is going to be having an election coming up here.
Yes.
So I guess that means Gregor, and this relates to what we were talking about before, might be sitting back about now and sucking back a can of tasty suds.
I bet he is.
You think Gregor's like, the life.
Delicious. The life. Delicious.
Gregor.
People are calling him a cracker?
Yeah.
Cracker.
Well, they want to play that song by Cracker Low. You know that one?
No.
It's a song from the 90s.
Oh, cool. Is it like Teenage Dirtbag?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's exactly that. It is that song.
Cool.
Do you remember on April Fool's? I don't know if you remember this because it was kind of a weird thing. But April Fool's at like 3:30 in the morning. Gregor Robinson's, I'll just say this.
This is a hot take.
Hot take. He published a tweet saying, LOL, going to be running for mayor again, like as an April Fool's joke. But it was so late at night, and the way it was written was so strange that it was like, was Gregor partying during this?
Do you think he has an April Fool's Day party?
Or an April Pre's Day?
I feel like this must have been covered somewhere.
I don't know if it was. Like, maybe it was just
like
a thing.
Narcity or Daily Hive would have been like, OMG, Gregor Robertson is being a cool dude again.
Yeah, so Gregor Robertson tweets at 4 a.m. on April Fool's Day. This was just this recently. It says, I will seek a fourth term as hashtag Vancouver's mayor due to the disastrous lineup of declared candidates. Can't let our incredible city be governed by nincompoops. Hashtag, please don't make me do this. Hashtag, it's time for our first woman mayor. Hashtag Van Polly.
This is a real tweet?
Yeah, he actually tweeted that.
Hashtag nincompoops or hashtag...
Yeah, and it's at 4 a.m., so you're like, what? Why is this? Why?
How
why
drunk
are you up?
Is this, bro?
But this is all conjecture on our part.
Yeah,
this I don't
is
know
all...
if that's actually happened. But still, weird instance. On that note, why don't we...
let's wrap it up!
Thank you for listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
Now it's Friday night. I'm off to Radio Pizza,
Party!
Hey, I thought of a new slogan. It's Friday night. Why not head to a Radio Pizza Party?
Hey.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Right. We're going to be going out partying. Going to hang out with Gregor Robinson.
Going to go hang out with cool people, I'd say.
Next week is Radio Pizza Party again. Probably.
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
Let us pray.
On CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University
Let
of British Columbia.
Pray on Radio Pizza Party on CITR? I don't want to pray on it.
Or on the... this station is located on...
Musqueam
territory. Okay. If you like this show, check us out on iTunes if you want to listen again back to hear any sort of weird thing that might have happened, because there was a few weird things that did in fact happen.
We did a couple of weird things
tonight. Follow us on Twitter, T-Bone_Wheeler, Jack_Lamming.
Yeah.
Reed.
It used to be Jack_Lamming1. I'm not number one. I feel bad.
Also, I don't know, read the UBC or something. I don't know.
Yeah, read the UBC. Bye.
Bye.
Ending with a bang.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
People are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
Perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
City Council? School Board? Parks Board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.